Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start the show off the same way we start every show off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we're back. Big shout out to Norell Toyota for being the title sponsor for the show and also allowing us to film down at their location today. Thad, Nimmer, Keith, and all the boys and girls down here, we do appreciate your ongoing support. On with the show. As you know, I don't introduce my guests. They can do a better job at that than myself. This is his second time on the show, but you've only seen him once. So can you tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, for sure. My name's Cal Kingswell. I'm the vice president of Knights Rugby in town here and a 17-year member of the team as well.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, that's me.
So I'm just going to get right into it. Last time we filmed, we had some technical difficulties with the mics, but you were very excited about a game last time we spoke.
Oh, yeah.
So how did that, so there was a rugby match for everybody at home. Who was playing in the rugby match?
England versus Ireland,
Okay, and you were cheering pretty hard for?
England is the team to cheer for in my books, but we didn't get the result we were looking for that day. So.
No? No. Was it close? Was it a nail biter? Tell me about this game. Let's just move on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just move on.
I love it. All right, so let's talk about rugby in Fort McMurray. So what we actually did give you a shout out. We did our YouTube only episode last week and we spoke to you a little bit, spoke about you guys a little bit. But basically what's happening right now for the first time, well, maybe not the first time, but in a very long time, rugby in Fort McMurray, it's not doing so well in regards to you need participants to help and get out and play. So let's try to make people aware of like what's going on.
Yeah, so our challenge right now is that our adult programs are suffering for athletes.
Yeah.
And of course, most people in the community don't, you know, not too concerned when an adult program diminishes a little bit. I mean, it is all about the kids, but it's a bit of a narrow-sighted perspective as our adults and many sports in town, the adult level is the facilitators for the youth program.
That's right.
So yeah, we're looking for athletes and maybe you don't even consider yourself an athlete, but we take everyone and anyone.
That's right.
Whether, you know, there's guys that are much bigger than me, much fitter than me, and we've got other people that are on the other end of the spectrum and we welcome them just as much as anyone else. Right?
So that's right.
Athletes is the name of the game right now, and getting our name out in the community, which this is one of those avenues of that. I mean, there's many times throughout the years of playing I've gone into the community and talk about rugby or strike up a conversation casually, and people, you know, the comment is, oh, there's rugby in this town.
Yeah.
And at this point it's just becoming unfortunate that people don't know about us, right?
That's right. So if people wanted to get involved, like I have seen rugby, I grew up watching rugby here in town. It was big back in the day with like the Fijian boys that I grew up with. So they'd be, hey, come check this out. But if somebody's interested in registering now, like how do they do it? Do they go on your website? Is there a Facebook page? How do they get in contact with you?
We're actually constructing our website right now, but our Facebook page is the place to go. There is a couple of them there. We do have our Fort McMurray Knights RFC, which is our adult program and kind of our overall page.
Right.
Then we have our flag program, so it'll be the Fort McMurray Knights adult flag program we started. So there's a page for that, and then the Fort McMurray mini program, which is our youth program, has their own page as well.
Right.
So any of those, there's advertisements going around that have my phone number and my WhatsApp on there, which is
Risky business, man.
Risky business, but well worth it in my books.
Yeah. So, in regards to rugby, like I loved your story, how rugby played a part in you moving to Fort McMurray. I asked people like, hey, how did you come to Fort McMurray? And you had one of those stories where it was just like, so let's hear about that, please, and thank you.
Yeah, so born and raised Vancouver Island and building log homes out, peeling logs in the rain. And not really loving it, not really kind of making a huge dollar. And a friend of mine said, hey, he said, I heard this mystical land where they hire anyone and you can just show up and you make a pile of money. And I said, yeah, well, take me there kind of thing. So
that's right.
I played for Port Alberni Black Sheep on Vancouver Island. And I said to the coach, I said, hey, he said, heading up to McMurray, is there a team? He said, yep, here's the contact info. So I texted the fellow that I didn't know, who's actually a good friend of mine now, Andy Lloyd, and said, hey, you know, he didn't know who I was. I said, hey, I'm coming up.
Yeah.
You know, when's practice? He said, be there Tuesday. Perfect. So we went in, had a team meeting, and there were so many new people at that time, 2006, right? Lots of new people.
Mm-hmm.
I put my hand up, introduced myself, where I'm from, said, if I have a job, I'll stay. So I was brought aside, and funny, you mentioned the Fijian group. So Mata brought me aside, who's, you know, the grandfather and the father of the whole Fijian group, and said, he said, if you play rugby, he said, you start tomorrow, be here, be this time, but you play rugby. I said, no problem. So here we are, 17 years later, and I'm the vice president of the club. So
yeah, that is such a cool story. Like, and I like that story because to me, that's what Fort McMurray was back in the day, and it's nice to hear stories like that of some people literally came up here and then found themselves in a group.
They'd
be like, for you, rugby, and it was just like, oh, we want you to do this so badly that we got connections.
Yep.
We'll hook you up with something, whatever you need. If you're willing to like play this sport recreationally with us, we can figure out some employment opportunities for you.
Well, that goes hand in hand with rugby and the culture. And last time we talked a bit about the culture and respect and values and looking out for one another. And there's not a club that I haven't been to, you know, across Canada or the West Coast.
Right.
And you drop in and, hey, can I pick up a game and have a beer with you guys or water or whatever you want to get into.
That's right.
And they're more than welcome to throw you a jersey and ask about your story and see where you're from and whatnot. And that's a big part of the culture of rugby.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit last time, and we talked about, and I still forget their names, and I'm more than sure you're happy I keep forgetting their names, but there's a very infamous, famous rugby club down in the other side of the world.
I don't know why you keep bringing up other rugby clubs other than England rugby, but
the Black Jackets,
the All Blacks.
All Blacks. There
the
we
All
go.
All Blacks are the infamous team. Their record is quite impressive, actually.
I read a book about them, and it kind of blew my mind in regards to it wasn't a book on rugby. It was a book on like just sustaining camaraderie, teamwork, a winning attitude, and a big component of it was like after these games, these superstars have to clean their own locker room.
Yeah.
And this is something that, like, when I read that, I'm like, that makes a lot of sense. And from back in the day when I saw the rugby club, and you're saying, like, the respect and the camaraderie, like, literally from something as simple as cleaning your locker room to, like, playing the game, there's this level of respect.
No job too small, right?
Yeah.
No job too small. And one of the big things which we talked to our parents about with our new minis program, our youth program, and we're getting some traction this week actually in the high schools.
Yeah.
One thing we want to bring along with not only the sport and the benefits of rugby is the culture. And I don't really mean to knock any other sports by any means here, but you know, you'll see other sports where you argue with the referee and, you know, they get in their personal space, if you will, and kind of are threatening. You'll never see that in rugby. You will never see that, especially at our level. In our club, it's not tolerated. It's, if you get in trouble, which I have once, maybe twice, gotten a penalty, and it's a thank you, sir, sorry, sir, I'll move on.
Yeah.
And that's where the culture goes.
Right.
It starts there. It starts on the field, and it trickles into cleaning the sheds, if you will.
Yeah.
Picking up tape after, looking after your grounds. It doesn't matter if you're the coach, the vice president, or a new player. It's part of our culture.
Nice. Listen, it's a cool sport, and I love watching it, and I hope, like, you get all the players that you're looking for, and you get that support that's coming out.
Us too, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what's about to happen. It's called the Max City Minute. Tanner's put some questions out to us. Tanner, unfortunately, couldn't be here today. He got called out on a very important government mission.
Is that why the sound's going to work this time?
That's right. Okay. That's right.
That makes sense.
But he did send us his questions.
Perfect.
So, but before we get to the questions, we got to give a big shout out to McMurray Denture Center. They are the sponsor for this segment. If you're playing rugby and you get your teeth knocked out, and you need some some falsies put in, maybe you need like a whole new grill, this is the place to go to. They're right down the street from Norrell Toyota. Check out McMurray Denture Center. On with the Max City Minute. So, what is the most intense moment you've ever had playing lacrosse?
Rugby.
Oh, it says lacrosse, but lacrosse. I'll go with rugby.
We'll go with rugby.
Yeah.
My most intense moment. Ooh, that's there's quite a few. There's usually quite a few.
Yeah.
I'd have to say last summer I played against the Canada Over 30s, which is called the Canada Classics, and four of our local men's team were selected to represent Canada.
Okay.
And as you spoke of the Fijian boys,
yeah.
the big lads there, if you will,
yeah.
Lined up against me and got to try to take on a couple of our big boys there, and they were playing to win, and so was I, and lining up and seeing a fellow by the name of E2 who rolls around at about 280, 300. He's a big boy, and that was probably the most intense moment, seeing one of your longtime friends grinning at you across,
yeah.
and you're gonna put it to the test, right? So it was fun.
He's a big boy.
He's a big lad.
He's a big boy. Okay. What is your favorite part of organized sports in Fort McMurray?
Just that camaraderie we spoke of, you know, how I showed up in 2006 with, I literally knew no one.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I left, that training session and an introductory session, not only did I leave with a job, but I still have those friendships to this day.
Okay.
Guys that I can call on any time to get together or, you know, stay at their house, challenges in life, a lot of those guys have been there through the thick and the thin, and they're still there, so.
Right on. Okay, if you could be like any pro rugby player, who would that be and why?
Oh, that's a tough question. I've got eras of guys I would like to be. Right now, if I were to pick someone on the scene, Sam Underhill, he's an England flanker. He's an absolute stud. Mario Otoje, he's a second row for England. He'd be my second pick.
Okay. What is your go-to way to relax after a good rugby match?
An afternoon, usually at the field. Once we come off, we peel the jerseys off and have a super cold water because it's incredibly hot in Alberta to play rugby.
Right.
Just see my family when they're there waiting, and just have a water and see my daughter.
There you go. And last but not least, why do you think a child would love to play rugby in this community?
It's all inclusive, and we accept everyone. We really foster the culture, as we spoke of accepting everyone and anyone.
Right.
It doesn't matter your athletic ability. A lot of times I get parents reach out and they say, when's the tryout? To my response is, there is no tryout. Mm-hmm. If you show up and bring your dedication and your heart on your sleeve,
mm-hmm.
you're welcome.
There you go.
Right, that's the big one.
Very cool. Now, in regards to rugby itself, why, how did you get involved in this sport?
I was in middle school, got out of elementary, and all the boys were like, hey, rugby practice after. And my family background is English, so I'd heard a bit about it and went home, said, Mom, can I play? And she said, well, you know, how much, right? Of course, as sports can be quite expensive. And I said, well, it's, you know, this much to join, and I need a pair of cleats. All right, let's go get you the cheapest pair of cleats we can get you.
That's right.
And, you know, the cost was relatively low, and that's how I got into it.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, it was just, you just need a pair of shorts and cleats and your determination and will to play, right?
That's right.
So that's how
And you
I
were
did
able
it.
To play for quite some time. Like, you're still playing, but you actually, yeah. like, made it a bit of a thing that you were doing for a bit there.
Yeah, so started in grade 5, and I'm about 25 years in now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really like to say it out loud because it yeah. dates me.
That's right. How are you still walking around?
Make friends with physiotherapists. My big shout out to one of our many sponsors is ACEL Physiotherapy, and close friends of mine now through rugby, and yeah. Ashley and Angie up at ACEL, they keep yeah. me together.
Yeah.
They keep me together, keep me moving in somewhat of a fashion that's less painful. Just staying fit and dedicated to your body is definitely one of the things that helps, right?
Yeah.
Knowledge is another part, knowing how to hit, knowing where to hit, knowing where to place your head, and that comes through the coaching.
That's right.
Right?
That's
so right. I do know we did talk a bit about the chaos in which rugby is.
That's right.
And we're currently teaching our minis and our youth in the high school how to hit properly, where to hit, and body position to reduce those injuries.
Yeah, because that's a big thing. I think when people do look at rugby for the first time, I think when you look at any sports for the first time, it's nothing but chaos. But yep. Rugby falls into that category. Same with Gaelic football, for that matter. When you look at it, you're like, what the heck is going on here?
I still don't quite get Gaelic football, but it is awesome to watch.
Yeah. But once you actually start watching it, and once you start getting involved in playing it, there's like a lot of finesse that goes behind it for those hits. They're not as impactful as some would think, because you're getting hit differently. The person hitting you knows how to hit you. You know how to absorb that hit. It's a completely different game.
It is. I mean, when you do look at it as a, you know, on TV, and if you've never seen it, you're like, it just looks like bodies running into bodies. There is a you know, underlying method to the madness, if you will. Mm-hmm. And we've taken on, our club has taken on a concussion reduction program,
right?
Developed out of the University of Bath in England alongside England Rugby. Mm-hmm. And they've been able to reduce the overall injuries and concussion rate quite significantly.
Yeah.
And it comes to warm-ups and then the education piece, like you said. So we're using that with our adults, and we're refining it with our adult program, and then we're implementing it all the way down to our youth programs. We'll take it with us to the schools. The new laws that have come out, I mean, you know, hitting from the sternum down, rugby, you have to wrap. You can't just run your shoulder into someone. Mm-hmm. There is rules and there is finesse, as you said, within the contact to make it safer.
Yeah, very cool. Well, listen, my man, that's the end of our 20 minutes. So as you know from last time, you got a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mics, the camera, and the lights.
Perfect.
Have fun.
Just a massive thank you to all of our sponsors. They can be found on our Facebook page. We are actually in the market to land a title sponsor for our entire program. That's someone that's willing to take on our minis, take on our adults, and really develop the program in Fort McMurray and be committed to what we're committed to, is the culture, and seeing some kids hopefully in a red jersey representing Canada someday soon.
That'd be very cool.
And with sponsorship, that would be a huge addition.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming back again. Do appreciate it.
For sure.
Obviously, you don't have any problem, come back again and again, so please do bring more people.
I think you said you're coming field side.
I'm going to come to the field. I want to do some more interviews. I'm not going to play because I'm too soft, but I'll be a great cheerleader, or maybe I'll be like Brad Karp and just be the water boy. So
I mean, Brad Karp is a secret weapon. He plays it off, but he's a tough lad.
There you go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Big shout out to Noral Toyota for being our title sponsor, as well as McMurray Denture Center for sponsoring the Mac City Minute. We do appreciate your support. I hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
I'm so crooked now that this show's over. I need another one.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.